From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hurricane Isaac is lumbering toward New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, where it is expected to make landfall by early tomorrow, the seventh anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Some people are evacuating. Others, such as Georgina Moore, are placing their faith in the levees reinforced after Katrina.
I think it's a test of the city and all the wonderful things we put in place that they tell us are working. And we don't know that, but we believe it right now or we wouldn't be here.
But Donald Ray, who's traveled all the way from the UK to vacation in the Crescent City, is getting more than he bargained for.
We're a little apprehensive. We've never seen anything like this before, so we don't know what to expect. We've just been out shopping. We've got groceries in and stocked up. But as I say, we just don't know what to expect.
Although it is now at minimal hurricane strength, Isaac does not have the intense winds that Katrina did. But NPR's Craig Windham reports the slow-moving storm could cause major water damage.
The head of the National Hurricane Center, Rick Nabb, says Isaac's drenching rains are likely to cause widespread river flooding, and the storm could slam coastal areas of Louisiana and Mississippi with a significant surge of seawater.
We could see storm surge of 6 to 12 feet above ground level. That is why some folks have been told to evacuate.
And President Obama is urging people in vulnerable areas to heed those evacuation orders and not tempt fate by trying to ride out the storm.
Now is not the time to dismiss official warnings. You need to take this seriously.
Mr. Obama says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has deployed supplies and response teams in all of the Gulf Coast states. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The hurricane may temper the mood a bit at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, but Republicans are nonetheless anticipating a full night of big speeches. The soon-to-be presidential nominee Mitt Romney arrived early in Tampa for his wife's speech tonight. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Romney spent most of the afternoon preparing for his own speech, which he will deliver 2 days from now.
To the Romney campaign, the big Thursday night speech is not about hitting the reset button. Instead, campaign advisor Stuart Stevens says it'll be a continuation of the arguments Romney has been making since he first announced his run for president. Stevens spoke to reporters on the flight to Tampa.
I mean, I think you'll see a direct correlation between the speech that he gave in New Hampshire and that field over a year ago to this speech. Very much a through thread, a vision for America, a different, more positive vision for America, how things could improve.
Stevens tried to downplay expectations that Romney will get a bounce in polls from the convention. He said Hurricane Isaac and the back-to-back convention scheduling mean all bets are off. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Tampa.
President Obama, meanwhile, is appealing to young voters and stops at universities in Iowa, Colorado, and Virginia. This is NPR News. Associated Press reporting that under regulations finalized today by the Obama administration, the average gas mileage of new cars and trucks will have to nearly double by 2025. The new rules reportedly would require the fleet of new cars and trucks to average 54.5 miles per gallon in 13 years. There was more violence in southern Russia today as a suicide bomber killed a prominent Muslim religious leader. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that elsewhere, 8 border police were also killed in a shooting.
The two incidents, which were apparently not related, took place in Dagestan, a mostly Muslim part of Russia that borders Georgia and Azerbaijan. In the first attack, police say a female suicide bomber killed a Muslim cleric and at least 5 of his followers. In the second, a border guard allegedly turned on his fellow troops and killed at least 7 before he was killed. Dagestan has been the scene of almost daily attacks by Muslim separatists since the 1990s. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
In Syria, state television reports a bomb exploded mid-afternoon during a funeral in the capital, Damascus. It says 12 people were killed and dozens more were wounded when a car bomb blew up. The victims were taking part in the funeral procession of 2 men who were killed in bombings yesterday. More indications today that the housing sector in the U.S. is improving. For the third straight month, home prices rose in June in all major U.S. cities, tracked by Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller. Its measure of national prices increased 2.3%. Before the close on Wall Street, Dow was up 5 points at 13,129. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.